is from the frontier. He had been a general in the War of 1812, a successful general in the Battle of New Orleans. He had made quite a bit of money, was not very well educated, although obviously a very intelligent man, who ended up propounding this new political philosophy aimed at the common man, if you will. At the same time, ideological disputes were coming into play as well. John Quincy Adams, Henry Clay, were in favor of this, what Clay called the American system, this what originally had been the Federalist Plan after War of 1812 became the Democratic Republican Plan as well, of a strong government, of a government that's going to engage in internal improvements, build roads and canals and the like, which you can note too, very popular in the Ohio Valley, where farmers are desperate to get their crops to markets. Going down the Mississippi, what they mostly did, pretty difficult. They wanted roads and canals to link them to the east, and they wanted the federal government to push that forward. They wanted, certainly the New Englanders wanted high tariffs. Manufacturing is developing now. They want to protect the U.S. infant manufacturers from British competition. So they want this system. They want a national bank. They want a strong currency. Whereas Crawford and especially Andrew Jackson, they're hearkening back to the old, more Jeffersonian form of politics,